In a display of deep affection for the French language, more than 50,000 individuals eagerly vied for the chance to participate in a groundbreaking event that tested their dictation skills. The prestigious Champs-Élysées Avenue transformed into a giant classroom hosting participants as they attempt to beat the record of the world's biggest dictation in Paris. This exceptional undertaking aimed to host the world's first error-free dictation spelling competition, drawing applicants of diverse ages from 10 to 90. Ultimately, a select group of over 5,000 hopefuls were chosen to engage in three riveting sessions, guided by the esteemed novelist Rachid Santaki. On Paris' iconic boulevard, the organizers meticulously arranged 1,779 desks, each poised to shatter the existing world record for a dictation contest. The inaugural round commenced as journalist Augustine Trépanard, affiliated with the valued organization Libraries Without Borders, declaimed a passage from the renowned French writer Alphonse Daudet's masterpiece, La Mule du Pape. As the first session started, an expectant silence settled over the crowd. The hasty pace of the dictation was challenging for 10-year-old Samson, who found himself overwhelmed and reluctantly surrendered. Even Antoine, a top student in his final year of primary school, struggled to fill his page, disappointedly noticing that the exercise seemed tailored for adults rather than young learners. His father, Adrian Blind, at 42, breathed a sigh of relief when the session concluded, confessing to being fraught with anxiety and apprehension throughout. On the other hand, the spirits of 65-year-old retiree Touria Zerouni remained upbeat, as she proudly announced having made only two minor errors. Expressing her jubilation, she confessed that she had anticipated a far more tough challenge. This competition went beyond the French classics, delving into thematic rounds centered around sports, narrated by the acclaimed rugby player Pierre Robidon, and contemporary topics, read by writer and journalist Catherine Pancol. Marc-Antoine Jammet, the president of the esteemed Champs-Élysées Committee, the host of this extraordinary dictation event, said the event went beyond mere spelling. He stated that dictation served as a unifying force, nurturing a sense of togetherness among the participants while enhancing shared cultural heritage. By Marie-Christine Taya with AFP. Instagram @mariechristine.taya.